Title work. Title is the evidence of a person's rights in real estate. Prior to the widespread adoption of title insurance in Texas, buyers relied on attorneys to provide a report known as an attorney's opinion of title. The attorney examined the public records and constructed a chain of title and an abstract of title. A chain of title is a list of all owners from the first to the current owner. The abstract of title is a complete history of the title to the property and includes all deeds, wills, and other documents affecting title. Texas title insurance. Title companies in Texas perform many functions in a transaction, including title examination, escrow services, transaction closing, and the closing of a loan. The company will open a file, open title, upon receipt of a contract. The license holder must deliver the contract and earnest money to the title company promptly after all the parties have signed. The title company will begin the title examination that will be used to prepare a title insurance commitment. A title examination is research that is done by an examiner or abstractor. Title commitment. The title commitment is divided into sections called schedules and must be delivered by the title company within 20 days of its receipt of the contract. Schedule A includes basic information on the property and the transaction. It would be prudent to verify that the owner of the property listed in Schedule A is actually the seller who signed the contract and that the legal description is correct. Schedule B lists exceptions from coverage, including the standard promulgated exceptions. It will list several items, including easements, extraterritorial jurisdiction issues, and building setbacks that are of interest. Schedule C of the commitment lists exceptions to title, items not covered by the policy. These issues range from minor issues that can be easily resolved up to, and including deal-killing problems that cannot be resolved in a timely manner, if ever. One of the more common issues discovered is that of unreleased liens, which are still on record that may need to be resolved before closing. Other issues include judgments that have been filed, lis pendens, pending lawsuits affecting the property, and unpaid taxes or other assessments. The buyer, seller, and agents should read the commitment and discuss with the title company any curative measures that may need to be taken prior to closing. The agent should never express any opinion as to the quality or sufficiency of title or the adequacy of a survey. Under no circumstances should the agent attempt to dissuade a buyer or seller from seeking the advice of an attorney. Broker's obligation pertaining to title. The Texas Real Estate License Act requires the broker to advise the buyers that they should have the title to the real estate verified by one of two methods. Obtain an abstract and have the buyer's attorney examine it, or obtain a policy of title insurance, title policy coverage. A title insurance policy is a contract between the title company and the insured. The title insurance company agrees to compensate or reimburse the insured against losses sustained as a result of defects in title other than those exceptions listed in the policy. If, after issuing a title insurance policy, someone claims an interest in the purchaser's property, a title company will defend the title in court and pay for any actual loss under the following circumstances. A lien is filed against the title because a previous owner failed to pay. A mortgage or deed of trust. A judgment, tax, or special assessment. A charge by a property owners or condominium association. There is a lien on the property for labor and materials furnished by a contractor without the purchaser's consent. Generally, the policy protects the purchaser if they buy a house already built, but not if the purchaser owns the land and contracts with a builder to build a home. There are other liens or claims that are not listed in the policy exceptions. There may be leases, contracts, or options that were not recorded in the public records and disclosed to the purchaser. The title policy failed to disclose legal restrictions on how the property can be used. There is an easement that is not in public records and the purchaser did not know about. The title policy assures the purchaser of a legal right of access to the property. Someone did not properly sign a document in the chain of title, or a notary public made an error on the document, made an error in recording the document at the county clerk's office, or failed to deliver the deed according to statutory requirements. A deed or other document in the chain of title is invalid as a result of forgery, fraud against the rightful owner, a signature given under force, or a signature given by a person legally incompetent to sign or claiming to be someone else. An additional service provided by title companies is the handling of escrow. Buyers typically offer earnest money that is held by the title company. Lenders release loan funds to title companies with instructions for disbursement after closing. They also must deal with disputes between parties when conflicting demand is made for the release of earnest money. The parties are ready to close when all requirements have been met under the contract. Because the closing date in the contract is an on or before date, the closing can be scheduled when all parties are ready and the loan is ready to be funded. The closing might be done with all parties at the same time. Some agents prefer to schedule separate closings for the seller and the buyer. Regardless, agents should attend the closing and be prepared to answer questions raised by clients. Under RESPA rules, residential closings must be performed using the standard closing disclosure form, which replaced the previously used HUD one closing statement. Other items and issues not covered by a title policy include violations of building and zoning ordinances and other laws and regulations related to land use, land improvements, land division, and environmental protection. Losses resulting from rights claimed by parties in possession, such as renters or anyone else occupying the land. If the purchaser objects to the exception, the title company may inspect the property and delete the exception from the policy. The title company may charge for the inspection. Condemned land, unless a condemnation notice appeared in the public record on the policy date or the condemnation occurred before the policy date. Homestead, community property, or survivorship rights of a policyholder's spouse. Texas homestead laws address the rights of a spouse or survivors of a property owner. Problems with title that are due to an issue that began after the date of the policy. Problems that the purchaser creates or problems unrelated to the purchaser's or the lender's property interests. Special exceptions, such as a public utility easement, added by the title company during the title examination process. These exceptions must be listed in Schedule B of the policy. The company must make the purchaser aware of each exception and describe it using common language so that the purchaser can easily locate the reason for the exception in public records. Promulgated exceptions. The following exceptions promulgated by the Texas Department of Insurance are found in all Texas policies and the promulgated contract forms. Restrictive covenants limiting how the property may be used. Certain taxes and assessments. The title policy ensures that all property taxes and assessments are paid for the most current year available. However, certain tax exemptions, agricultural, senior, homestead, claimed by previous owners and removed because of the new owner's use of the property, could result in a greater tax obligation in the future. The lender may ask that its lender's title policy have a deletion of the exception for subsequent taxes and assessments by any taxing authority for prior years due to change in land usage or ownership. In such cases, the title company may require that the taxes be calculated and paid. Liens created as part of the financing described in the contract. The policy does not cover the penalties for the purchaser's failure to pay for the property. Utility easements created by the dedication deed or plat for the subdivision in which the property is located. Reservations or exceptions otherwise permitted in the contract or as may be approved by buyer in writing. A common example would be a reservation of all or part of the minerals. The standard printed exception as to marital rights. This would relate to homestead, community property, or survivorship rights of any spouse of any insured. Texas homestead laws address the rights of a spouse or survivors of a property owner. The issue in this exception is the possible creation of community property rights or homestead issues, even if the purchaser is buying with the intent that the property be held as separate property. These rights of a spouse may be created at closing or at some point in the future. The standard printed exception as to waters, tidelands, beaches, streams, and related matters. This exception addresses a number of issues, including the rights of government entities and others to access land from the mean low tide line to the vegetation line, and issues relating to the construction of bulkheads and other improvements on waterfront properties. The standard printed exception as to discrepancies, conflicts, shortages in area or boundary lines, encroachments or protrusions, or overlapping improvements. The buyer, at the buyer's expense, may have the exception amended to read shortages in area, meaning that the issues mentioned above are covered. Shortages in area is still an exception, which means that the title company will not compensate a buyer who purchases 50 acres and later finds that the parcel contains only 49.5 acres. The buyer may well want to have the exception amended to shortages in area by modifying the standard policy with an endorsement. This can be done if the title company is provided with a satisfactory survey of the property and the payment of a fee for the endorsement. In many cases, a lender requires the removal of the exception to areas and boundaries. This endorsement is often referred to as survey insurance. The exception or exclusion regarding minerals approved by the Texas Department of Insurance. According to minerals means coal, lignite, oil, gas, and other minerals in, under, and that may be produced from the land, together will all rights, privileges, and immunities relating thereto. The policy is not an abstract of title, nor does a company have an obligation to determine the ownership of any mineral interest. A company may insert into a policy or any other title, insuring form an exception or an exclusion for minerals as provided below. On Schedule A, Item 2, Subject to, and the company does not insure title to and accepts from the description of the land, coal, lignite, oil, gas, and other minerals in, under, and that may be produced from the land together with all rights, privileges, and immunities relating thereto. Or, on Schedule B, all leases, grants, exceptions, or reservations of coal, lignite, oil, gas, and other minerals, together with all rights, privileges, and immunities relating thereto, appearing in the public records, whether listed in Schedule B or not. There may be leases, grants, exceptions, or reservations of mineral interest that are not listed. If a title insurance company inserts the language from one or two above, it may issue one or more of the applicable endorsements. Claims and subrogation. The buyer can seek the assistance of the title company if a title issue arises in the future. The title company might do the legal work necessary to cure the title problem. They might also choose to compensate the owner up to the limits of the policy. The fact that the buyer obtained a title insurance policy does not relieve the seller from obligations created when they signed a deed conveying the property to the buyer. In addition to seeking compensation from the title company, the buyer could, at the same time, pursue the seller for damages. Title insurance policies contain a subrogation clause that allows the title company to reduce the amount of compensation they pay by the amount of any damages paid by the seller to the buyer. The subrogation clause enables the title company to assume the rights of a buyer with respect to any claim against a seller if the title company has made payments to that buyer to satisfy that claim. In this manner, the property owner cannot collect from both the title company and the seller for the same issue, survey, recertification, and T-47 affidavit. If the lender or buyer requires the endorsement discussed in number 8, the title company will require that they be provided with an acceptable survey. The seller's existing survey may be used, the buyer can obtain a new survey at the buyer's expense, or the seller can obtain a new survey at the seller's expense and provide it to the buyer. If the seller has an existing survey that is to be used, the survey must be acceptable to the title company and the buyer's lender. If the survey is unacceptable to either the lender or the title company, a new survey will be obtained either at the seller's or buyer's expense. If using the seller's existing survey, one possible issue is that the seller's survey was not done for the buyer. While the buyer may rely on the survey, the buyer did not purchase it or hire the surveyor. The buyer may have no cause of action against the surveyor in the event the survey is incorrect. Some existing surveys can be recertified by the original surveyor for the new buyer at significantly less cost than a new one, offering the buyer much better protection. When using the seller's existing survey, the seller is given a number of days to deliver the survey and a Texas Department of Insurance form, T-47 affidavit, to the buyer and the title company. The affidavit is a notarized statement from the owners of the property, or landlord's agent, that notes any changes to the footprint of the improvements to the property since the survey date. The T-47 must be signed in the presence of a notary. If the use of an existing survey is anticipated, listing agents should provide the T-47 when the listing is taken and follow up with the seller to ensure that it is signed and notarized. Owners and lenders' title policy. The title company will issue two policies if the transaction includes financing. The owner's policy is for the benefit of the buyer and is in effect so long as the purchaser or the purchaser's heirs own the property. The policy is written with protection for the purchaser up to the purchase price of the property. The lender's policy is for the protection of the lender and covers losses up to the loan amount. The lender's policy was formerly known as a mortgage ease policy. Title insurance is unique in that it covers problems that have already occurred. License holders and title company relationships. The Texas Department of Insurance has adopted Procedural Rule 53, P53, which addresses the relationship between real estate license holders and title companies. The rule eliminated much of the marketing assistance that title companies had provided to license holders in the past. Under P53, title companies may not pay for or subsidize advertising, promotional materials, or activities of a license holder. The rule does not prohibit a title company from producing or distributing promotional and educational materials about title insurance, loans and mortgages, laws, and legislation. Penalties for violation of Rule P53 are significant. Violators are subject to a civil penalty of not more than $10,000 for each act of the violation says, and for each day of violation, unless a greater penalty is specified by the insurance code or another insurance law of Texas. A good rule of thumb to remember is that a title company cannot provide to a license holder anything that the license holder would deduct as a business expense when filing a tax return. Under P53, title companies cannot provide food and beverages for a picnic for a single firm, cannot provide an annual party for a single firm, and cannot provide continuing education classes unless they charge the market rate for those classes. They can provide tokens like pens and notepads. They can also have an annual party and invite all of the firms who use their services. Title policy premiums. The premium for a title policy is paid only once at the closing of the sale. Title insurance premium rates are set by the Texas Department of Insurance, TDI. Title companies add extra charges for tax certificates and escrow fees, recording fees, and delivery expenses. Although it is a negotiated point in the contract, the owner's title policy is generally purchased by the seller for the buyer's benefit. The buyer typically purchases the mortgage ease title policy for the lender's benefit. Res PA rules, see below, state that either party may pay for the title policy, and that the use of a particular title company cannot be a requirement of the sale.